MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Hovard. New Mexico Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed 72 bills into law by her final day to do so on Wednesday, but she also vetoed two bills, including one that would have put a limit on how much she could spend in a declared emergency without legislative approval, and another that would have created a rebate program for companies purchasing low-carbon construction materials. Among the new laws signed by the governor is House Bill 99, which reforms medical malpractice by limiting punitive damages in certain cases, something Republican lawmakers have been fighting for.
It will affect the lives and help the lives of every New Mexican, and it's fair and balanced legislation,
said Republican Senator Nicole Tobiasen. Looking ahead to November's general election, voters will decide on important ballot questions, including whether to eliminate the pocket veto, which allows a governor to ignore a bill without signing or formally vetoing it, and whether legislators should receive a salary of around $68,000 a year, as New Mexico is the only state that does not pay its lawmakers. Starting next year, Lovington schools will move to a four-day school week as the school board voted 4-1 to approve the measure. They also approved the calendar year for the 2026-27 school year, which will see classes start on July 23rd and end on May 27th. That will obviously overlap the Lee County Fair that runs July 31st through August 8th. And scientists with the New Mexico Museum of Natural History and Science identified a fossil from New Mexico as belonging to a dinosaur that may have been an ancestor of the Tyrannosaurus rex. The fossil was a shin bone, and radioactive dating places it at 74 to 75 million years old, suggesting a T-Rex ancestor may have roamed across the land of enchantment. The study's lead author, Dr. Nick Longridge, noted more evidence is needed to confirm this as the T-Rex ancestor. However, the current data supports his hypothesis. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Hovard. This is MTD Radio News.